News about lead in drinking water over the past year might have given some people pause about drinking from the tap. Those who get their water from the Ohio River headwaters, like in Pittsburgh and most of West Virginia, have also heard about chemical and oil spills over the years. But that doesn't necessarily mean their drinking water is more polluted. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Ann Lee reports all the problems might actually be helping make drinking water safe.
So you wake up every morning, and chances are one of the first things you do is turn on the faucet. More than 3 million people in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and West Virginia get that tap water from the Ohio River. And according to the Environmental Protection Agency, the Ohio is also one of the most polluted rivers in the country. Remember hearing newscasts like this one a few years ago?
This morning, more than 300,000 West Virginians are scrambling for water after a toxic chemical spill contaminated the main water supply in 9 counties across Charleston.
So here's what happened. In 2014, 10,000 gallons of a coal processing chemical leaked into the Elk River from a storage tank owned by Freedom Industries. And it was just upstream from a water treatment plant, where Charleston pulls in water from the river to send to its customers.
Right now, so many people scrambling for water after residents were warned away from using tap water for anything.
Evan Hansen is head of an environmental consulting group in Morgantown, West Virginia. And when he saw what was happening, he got to work.
I started just doing some online research into source water protection and some of the policies that were related to that, and just started tweeting out some information that I started to find.
He gathered enough information to write a report about it, and West Virginia lawmakers quickly noticed.
The impact was so great because the drinking water system got contaminated. So systems were not in place or actions were not taken to prevent that contamination from happening.
So this spill, which is in a part of West Virginia known as Chemical Valley, got the whole state to get serious about protecting its drinking water supply from chemical spills. West Virginia increased regulation of chemical storage tanks, and it required water treatment plants to spell out how they would protect their source water. That's the water we drink and use in our homes. Other states along the Ohio River, like Pennsylvania and Ohio, have been taking these kinds of steps for years.
The Ohio River has been in front of any water system in this country and probably around the world.
That's Stanley States. He worked at the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority for more than 30 years. He now educates experts at water treatment plants around the country on how to protect drinking water from chemical spills and other environmental problems. And when he says the river in states like Pennsylvania is better regulated, it's not necessarily because they had so much foresight. Nope, it was because they had spills of their own.
Because you have to justify the expense. Unfortunately, they have to wait usually for definitive proof that this is really a threat before you can justify putting huge sums of money in.
Another benefit of unexpected contamination in the river, if you can even call it that, is improved water monitoring. Richard Harrison is the head of the Ohio River Valley Water Sanitation Commission, called ORSANCO. They get about 600 calls a year about spills into the river.
Some are a cup of material.
But when it's a bigger spill, ORSANCO works with the water utilities to assess what should be done.
And really help determine if it's something that the downstream utilities need to be concerned about.
So as the Elk River spill made its way down to the Ohio River, water utilities were in communication. By the time the contamination reached Cincinnati, they already knew what time to expect it and how long to shut down their water intakes.
And then we were able to work with the Greater Cincinnati Water Works to then convey that same information downstream to Louisville and Evansville.
Now, you might also expect that treatment plants continuously test the raw water coming into their plants. And they do in some cities like Pittsburgh. Charleston was required to do it after the Elk River spill. But that's actually a new idea in many places. Some treatment plants just don't have the resources for that kind of technology. That's where new technology can help. We're in Highland Park in Pittsburgh. Today sparkles with blue skies, crisp air, and ducks flying over a small pond. At age 26, Christopher Tomaszewski looks a little old to be playing with a toy boat. He's holding a computer tablet and controlling a meter-long boat in the water. He's actually a PhD student at Carnegie Mellon University.
And I work at Platypus, which is an environmental monitoring company. We use robots like this to survey areas for depth or pollution.
It's kind of like a drone in the water. It uses a cell phone's compass and GPS systems to navigate around. Platypus has been used to collect water quality data near wastewater treatment plants for information about salinity and dissolved oxygen,
which is critical for like plant life and fish.
He says the data and water samples collected by this little boat can get a more comprehensive look at what's happening in the water than researchers could ever get before. And that's just one way technology is being used. As inexpensive projects like Platypus improve data gathering, others are now sharing that information online and in real time. The idea is to keep giving water treatment plants more information and more notice so they can handle what's coming down the river and protect their sources of drinking water. Reporting for the Allegheny Front, I'm Ann Lee with West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
That story is part of the Headwater series, where, in partnership with West Virginia Public Broadcasting, we're taking a closer look at the vast water resources of the Ohio River.